Alliance man headed to prison for holding his girlfriend captive over 6 days last December. 43-year-old Ryan Miller pleaded guilty to amended charges and was sentenced Wednesday by Common Pleas Judge Natalie Hopp to 4 to 6 years behind bars. Grand jury indicted Miller on charges including abduction, domestic violence, and aggravated menacing. Prosecutors say the man kept the woman inside his Willow Avenue home, beat and strangled her, and threatened to kill her with her own handgun. The victim eventually got away and reported the abuse to police. Police say a neighborhood dispute over fireworks led to charges against an East Canton man. 42-year-old Derek Contos pleaded not guilty Friday to aggravated menacing and discharging a firearm near prohibited premises during arraignment in Canton Municipal Court. He was released on $15,000 bond. A preliminary hearing scheduled for August 10th. Court records say Contos is accused of pointing a gun toward a woman in the 300 block of Orchard Street and firing one round into the ground during a Thursday night dispute over firecrackers. No one was hurt. Investigators say a natural gas explosion destroyed a vacant Canton home and left two men seriously injured early Thursday. The blast happened on Bonnet Place Northeast, leveling the home, damaging several others, and knocking two houses off their foundations. Both victims suffered severe burns and are being treated at Akron Children's Hospital. They were reportedly stealing a furnace at the time. The city's building code department assessing surrounding properties and working with contractors to demolish unsafe structures. North Canton man has pleaded guilty to federal gun smuggling charges. 80-year-old George Manoselis admitted Thursday to illegally exporting firearms to Greece. Federal agents arrested him January 8th at New York's John F. Kennedy Airport with 5 pistols, 950 rounds of ammunition, and more than $56,000 in cash. Court records state he'd previously smuggled other guns overseas. 5 children were in a vehicle when Alliance police say the driver was arrested on OVI and child endangering charges. 35-year-old Stephanie Sams of Alliance was taken into custody Wednesday night after officers responded to her Burt Avenue home for a welfare check. Police say Sams had picked up the children and driven from Elmside Street to her home while impaired. Officers say she showed signs of intoxication and refused sobriety and chemical tests. Continuing, Greater Alliance Carnation Festival events today include Glamorgan Castle tours from noon to 4. The community luncheon will be held at the Mount Union Campus Center at 11:30. The used book sale begins at the Rodman Library for members only. Membership is available at the door. An auto show takes place at Glamorgan Castle from 11 to 3. Shakespeare at the Castle begins at 7. The Food Fest is noon to 9 with New Wave Nation performing at 6. Sunday, the Fishing Derby will be at 8:30 at Kidwell Lake in Silver Park. The kickoff parade will be at 1 with the fire truck pump in and muster Sunday from 9 until 4. Tours will be given of the Castle, Haynes House, Mabel Hartzell Home, and Alliance Cemetery. The Timken Company says new leadership appointments are part of a company-wide strategy to boost growth. The Jackson Township-based maker of engineered bearings and industrial motion products says Tim Graham has been named Executive Vice President and Chief Commercial Officer, where he will oversee global sales and commercial strategy. Steve Ribaldo is joining Timken as Executive Vice President and COO, leading global operations, supply chain, and operational efforts. The changes take effect September 1st. Nearly $500,000 in state arts funding coming to Starr County. The Ohio Arts Council has awarded more than $490,000 to 19 local organizations as part of its first fiscal year 2027 grant cycle. Major recipients include Arts in Stark, the Canton Museum of Art, Canton Symphony, the Palace Theater, Maslin Museum, and the Bluecoats Drum and Bugle Corps. Parkway Learning and Development Center in Alliance and the Minerva Public Library also received state grants. A woman charged in a deadly hit-and-run in East Liverpool has entered a not-guilty plea. 34-year-old Tracy Quimby arraigned Thursday in Columbiana County Court on charges of aggravated vehicular homicide and 3 counts of failure to stop after an accident. A pretrial hearing set for August 14th. Prosecutors say Quimby struck and killed 64-year-old Brady Ingram February 4th, then drove away without stopping. Her $100,000 bond remains in place. Trustees in Columbiana County's Perry Township have placed a new police levy on the November ballot. The 5-year, 1.5 mil property tax levy would generate about $222,000 a year. Township officials say the current police levy is more than 30 years old and no longer keeps pace with the rising cost of wages, vehicles, and equipment. It would cost about $53 a year per $100,000 of assessed property value.